consider my lament. Listen to my words, Lord. Hear my cry for help. You are my King. You are my God. That's why all my prayers are yours. Listen to my words. Listen to my words, Lord. Starting each new bringing my request once more, expectantly I wait. You are my King, you are my God, that's why all my prayers are yours. Listen to my never pleased when wickedness succeeds. The arrogant can't stand in the presence of your majesty. But I, through your great kindness,
to our words. Folks, you've been listening to The Sheer Poets. Brian Dirksen, Kalen Reese, Brian Thiessen, and Teresa Trask. Making the world's most loved and ancient songbook new again. The Psalms express the human longing for God with poetry, poetic artistry, and emotional force. It sounds like that should be in vows right there. I love you with poetic artistry and emotional force. That's good. I should write for Hallmark. Anyway, there's a rowdy group of people here in the studio, and we need to introduce everybody. And the website you want to go to, this fancy word, Shear, is the first thing. Sharia? No, it's not Sharia. Shiraz. That would have been. Listen, the Shiraz poets would have been would have sold a lot more right there.
Would love some of their swag.
So let's get Brian to chat first. Brian Dirksen, Juno Award-winning recording artist, blah, blah, blah. Everybody knows him. Brian, what's this word, man? First of all, how's it pronounced?
Sheer.
Okay.
People see it and they think Shire because of the S-H-I-Y-R. But it's based on an old ancient Hebrew word which means a musical happening, a song, sheer.
A diddly dee. That's what it sounds like.
A diddly dee. Well, you know, I think there's probably some people that wish we were the Shire poets who were doing Hobbit music.
Yes.
But we're not, actually. Okay.
We're not short enough.
We're not short enough and fat enough.
Notice he said enough.
Don't offend the Hobbits.
All right. Brian, people know you because of these songs. Come Now It's Time to Worship. Hope the Nations. Faithful One. Refiner's Fire. Hallelujah. Your love is amazing. Holy God and the river. What was the first song that you ever wrote that you thought was going to be a big deal?
Well, I never thought any of my songs would be a big deal.
Oh, don't be so Canadian.
Well, I am Canadian. No, I didn't. I think, wow. Well, probably Come Now's the Time to Worship, but that was quite a ways into my writing after I wrote that. Even though it came out a very dark time, within a couple of weeks of writing it, we were hearing people in Africa and other nations singing it even before it had been recorded. So they had passed through our church, heard it once, took it with them, and so it just kind of took
off. Isn't that illegal?
Well,
Africa can get away with anything. You know,
there's the quote of the day, folks. Africa can get away with anything.
Because Brian's wife grew up in Africa.
Oh, so I see. He
knows.
You can say that. Yeah. All right. Well, let's just introduce everybody here because it is radio, and you listeners may not realize that we have about 37 people here in the studio. So we've all just heard the voice, the sweet mellifluous tones of Brian Dirksen, which looks like Dorksen, but yes. It's Dirksen.
Oh, thank you for that.
I prefer that pronunciation.
Just thought we'd point that out. You've never heard that before, have you?
Oh, no.
And then to your left, Brian, could you introduce this troubadour?
This is Teresa Trask, who writes songs and sings and plays guitar and percussion.
Yeah.
Teresa, why are you with these smelly boys?
It's a very, very good question. Actually, yeah, we've been friends for a long time, and I've sang with Brian.
Are you a West Coaster?
No, I'm not. I'm actually from Winnipeg.
Okay.
Manitoba. From the hood in Manitoba. Yeah. And so I've been in BC about 9.5 years now and met up with these guys. And so, yeah, when Brian started down this track of writing the Psalms, it just was really something I was interested in. The Psalms are something that's always spoken to me. Even when I don't understand all the rest of the scriptures at certain times, the Psalms just kind of speak my language. So, yeah. Awesome.
All right. I'm going to ask you to introduce the gentleman to your left.
The gentleman on my left is Brian Thiessen, magnificent guitar player, singer, songwriter, producer, recording artist.
Brian, how did you get hooked up with this gang?
I've always been hooked up.
It's a bad dream, isn't it?
It's a bad dream. It started when I was like 5, so it's like, no, I've always kind of been in the thing, kind of never got in. And we were playing high school music together, bands in high school, and messing around when we were 5 years old and playing. So it's always kind of yeah, and then so I don't know. There's no starting point for me. It's right. just kind of as far as playing music.
You just made yourself sound like the sponsor child of the group.
Pretty much.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
So yeah.
The magic fingers.
There's no beginning in my mind, so I don't know how to say that. Like, what year I came into this thing, because it's just kind of so.
Yeah. There is no spoon.
Right.
Got it. Okay, Brian, could you introduce the gentleman on your left, please?
On my left is Callum Rees, born in Wales.
Keep going.
Raised in London.
Born in Wales.
Yes. Raised in London.
Speaks fluent Wenglish.
Wenglish.
Speaks fluent Welsh. Moved to Canada.
How many years ago?
Seven.
Oh, very good. Eight.
Eight years ago.
Yeah.
Married a Canadian gal upon arriving in Canada. Well, shortly after upon arriving in Canada, according to the plan.
Great way
according
to get
to the plan. Yeah, yeah.
Great way to get your papers.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Should sort those out soon.
Yeah. Has two fantastic young little boys.
Yeah.
Hello, Finley. Hello, Connor.
Yes.
Yes. Very good.
So, what are their names again?
Finley and Connor. Finley is four. Hi, Finley. And Connor is three.
Those are very American-sounding names, aren't
they? Take the American back, yeah. Celtic, you see? That's what it is. Yes. Throw back to the old country.
Yes.
So it's my normal speaking voice.
You know, there are two people that I know that speak like that. One is our good friend Martin Joseph, who we spoke about earlier. And the other one is not a good friend of mine, but he starred in one of my favorite movies, Notting Hill.
Oh,
the Wacky
Spike.
Welshman.
Come on.
Spike.
That's it. Grey underpants. Ladies love them.
He knows the lines.
Of course. It's Spike. Sir Spike.
You guys have problems. Let's get this ship under control here, Brian. Brian Dirksen, Juno Award-winning recording artist, Brian Dirksen. I'm going to say that as many times as possible during this. We want to get into you playing a song. That's kind of the whole point you're here. But let me just maybe while you guys are just tinkering about with your notes and your strings and your mics, and we want to tell everyone about the concert tonight, 7 o'clock at the Meeting House in Oakville, and then there's another one Sunday, tomorrow, at 6 o'clock at the Community Christian Reformed Church in Kitchener. So one in Kitchener tomorrow night, one in Oakville at the Meeting House tonight. 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. What can we expect if we show up at this thing? Is it going to be kind of, you know, chilled and drapes, candles and incense? And
if I had my way, we'd have candles.
Yes, if Teresa had her way. But because we had to fly in, we don't have those things. No, yeah.
You know they sell them here in this part of the country.
Yeah.
You do?
We had no idea.
It definitely will be chill. We're not hyper, I don't think.
Well,
he is. Well, except on the drums.
Yeah,
I mean, Callum on the drums is a little bit hyper.
There's a broad dynamic, we can put it that way.
Yeah,
the evenings, are some of my known songs from my past, and then some of the new Sheer Poet songs.
By the way, I want to get into this discussion after this first song, but I want to have a talk about the worship industry, because to me it's an oxymoron.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of one of the big cheeses. I mean that as far as dairy product, not the Lord, in this scene. And so I want to just see how you handle my comments on this.
Oh, you go, Drew.
You were going to say you go, girl, weren't you?
No, I well, apparently to Duck Dynasty, if your husband doesn't hunt or fish, you've got yourself a girlfriend. So my wife has a girlfriend.
You know, my favorite Duck Dynasty comment is when we had Jace Robertson on the show a little while ago, and he said, you know, my dad, Phil, he always says, whiskers on a woman, it ain't good, but it ain't a deal breaker. Anyway, can we just everyone touch their guitars and their drum thing over there? Yep. Wow, this is going to be very hot, right? So we've just blown Tim's ears apart. All right, Brian, you want to set up this song for us?
This is our version of Psalm 3 called "Watching Over Me," and the backstory to this ancient world: David is hiding in a cave because his own son is hunting him down to kill him. Modern story: I was in the middle of a very dark thing, and all of a sudden I identified with some of these words, enemies, anger, because I was experiencing some very hard things, and these ancient words became my own and became ours as we set this song.
Excellent. All right, folks. Well, this is a thrill. We'll see if we can make this work here in the studio for the first time. 373 musicians, 17 vocalists, and the drummer out in the hallway. The Sheer Poets on The Drew Marshall Show.
So many enemies, they rise against me, they rise against me. They say that God will never rescue me. That's what they say, that's what they say, that's what they say. I will not fear my many enemies.
Brian, before that song, you alluded twice to a dark time.
Yeah.
And is that stuff you can share? Have you shared? Is it public information? Is it so private you just don't even want? I mean, what's going on? Why did you drop that twice?
Some of it I can say, and some of it I probably can't. I mean, it's a combination of a very difficult situation in church, which ended in a lawsuit.
In the church?
Yeah, hard to believe.
No.
It was for me. But, yeah, it was very, very painful.
Were you sued?
Our church was.
Okay. All right.
And obviously, there's certain things I'm not allowed to disclose the case because it was settled. But you're not seeing that coming. I wasn't seeing it coming. And I think after doing kind of modern worship music ministry for, you know, two decades, I think some of the challenging parts of it came crashing in on me. Tough circumstances, some of the realities. We have several special needs children, and as they emerge into adulthood, some of the challenges of trying to prepare them for adult life. It was just a whole bunch of factors together, and really the net result was I lost my words.
You mean your writing?
I couldn't write, writer's block, couldn't kind of pray, thing? couldn't put two clear thoughts together, became disoriented, and I entered what some call the dark night of the soul.
Someone named Angela Weeb has just texted me and said that B-Dog is the bomb.
Awesome.
I don't know who that is or why they're bothering me with this sort of stuff while I'm in the middle of doing a radio show.
B-Dog, that's your new name.
What is it? B-Dog. What is it about, do you think that worship people... Mm-hmm. Makes it sound like you have a hunch in your back. Are different, and I actually kind of I know it sounds stupid, but I mean that. Do you think worship leaders, worship the people that are sort of in the worship scene? Do you think they're different? Is there something different about them? Not just yes, they're musicians.
Yeah.
Therefore, they're creative and sensitive.
Right.
Are you guys different?
No. Yes.
See,
but no.
That was the perfect answer.
I mean, it's two answers. Like. I don't really like that categorization because I'm a human being who feels deeply emotionally, loves many things. I'm an earthy person. I'm a family guy. I'm into lots of things. And so some people, you know, they kind of have this perception that if somebody does some worship music that they, you know, kind of sing worship songs 24/7 and is this kind of super spiritual person, and that's not me, and it's not anybody I know.
Yeah.
That's
got to be hard, though, because, I mean, back when I was, and I know this still shocks many people, including myself, back when I was a pastor in Australia, when I got up to talk about something, whatever I put together that week, how I was doing that week had an impact on what I put together.
Yeah.
And I'm not a good faker. I suck at that. Right, you do too. It's radio. He put his hand up, folks. And yet at the same time, I don't think people want some worship dude up there every week going, yeah, my week sucks, so let's sing a sucky, depressing minor chord songs.
But let me say this. Actually, the problem is we've gone so far the other way.
What
right?
way?
Well, we never sing minor key My Life Sucks songs.
It's still that way, huh? I totally have to interrupt. This is why I said that I actually wanted you guys in the show. I don't have worship people on the show. I just don't. Joel Ogier, I do, because his voice kills me.
Yeah.
He's a hilarious, hilarious dude. He and I get along real well. And we've had this discussion we're going to have with you in a second about the worship industry.
Yeah.
But when I found out you were doing what you're doing with this Sheer Poet Project,
yeah,
where you were touching on the dark... That's when I said yes, because the happy clappy stuff drives me nuts.
Drives us nuts. Mm-hmm. You see, the thing is, I ask this question, and I've asked this question around the world. I'll gather a bunch of worship leader, musicians, songwriters, say, how many of you in the last year sang a lament of anger and anguish in church? Guess what the answer is?
None? No, come on.
It's basically 0 to 5% anywhere in the world I've asked can think of a single song in an entire year. Now, how many psalms have anger and anguish in them?
Yeah, good call.
40%. So we've gone from, you know, if we were singing, say we sing average of about 500 songs in a year in a church. Now, for some people, that's hard to comprehend, but you do the math, it becomes 500. So we should be singing between 100 to 200 songs that have darkness and anguish in them, and most people can't think of a single one. So people get all uptight, ooh, you know, what are you going to do if you include some of those dark songs? You're going to freak some people out. And I'm kind of like...
People say that? You're going to freak some people out?
So yeah, totally. And I go, well, how about all the suffering people that have messed up lives that try and enter our churches and never once hear their song?
And you're force-feeding them sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a huge issue in my mind, and I find myself sometimes... You know, being with my friends and others, you know, kind of stick it. Excuse me, are we a little out of balance here? You know, maybe a little bit of darkness and a little bit of honesty would go a long way.
Well, we just had the Blues and Jazz Fest in Orangeville this past weekend, and I've become acquaintances with the Blind Boys of Alabama. And every time they're in town, and I go to their gig, I just think, man, if this kind of stuff went down in church, I would show up a little bit more. And it's not just because it's some down home Southern cooking kind of stuff. It's because they get into the blues.
Yeah.
Well,
that's authentic.
It's authentic. Yeah. There you go. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That was a bit of a rant. Let's do a song.
That's a good one.
All right. What's this song going to be about?
Well, this is a song of anguish. It's the Psalm 6. And we title it Restore Me. And it's a song of agony and anguish tinged with hope. And it's in a minor key, Drew.
Woohoo!
It's in a minor key. It's in C minor for those of you out listening in Radio Land that play guitar. And this actually has become one of the most important anchor songs for me in this last several years. And this is a song we love singing. So,
led by Brian Dirksen, the Sheer Poets.
Well, yeah, okay. I thought you were going to start with rhythm.
Very good. There I go. This will be your in rhythm.
Lord, don't rebuke me or in your wrath turn away. Have mercy on me, Lord, in your anger, don't chasten me without cause. Your favor is my need, Lord. I am faint, feeling weak. Your relief. My bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish inside me. How long unfailing love? Death holds no mention of your name. Who praises you from the grave? Lord, I am worn out cannot weep anymore. Have mercy on me, Lord. This constant groaning, this flood of tears on my bed. Your favor is my need, Lord. Away, away from me, all evil men. My God has heard my pleading for help. The Lord God has heard my cry. The Lord God will answer all my prayers. May turn back in shame.
Sheer Poets on the Drew Marshall Show. Brian Dirksen, Calum Reese, Brian Thiessen, and Teresa Trask. Did I pronounce all your names right, first of all? No, I didn't.
I'm Calum.
I keep saying Calum, don't I?
It's all right. It's the Canadian way.
It is the Canadian way. Calum. I'm going to put K-A-L-U-U-U-M.
That's it.
Calum. Calum. I would actually buy that song. And I'm so cheap, I don't buy music. I just steal. But I would buy that song. Hmm. That came from where again?
Psalm 6.
That was all Psalm 6?
We sang the entire psalm in its entirety.
And all the songs on the album are just the entire song.
All the songs on the album are the entire song.
Wow.
Wait, who do you pay copyright for that?
The Lord.
It's called tithing. We're a funny group, we are. You know what? We're going to take a very short break, and we're going to play another track from your CD, if you don't mind. Track 9, With All My Heart, the Sheer Poets here on the Drew Marshall Show. Have a listen. We're going to gather our focus here in the studio, order some pizza. We'll be right back.
For you are the Lord most high.
Down Dogma with his karma. This is the Drew Marshall Show.
You know, if you've ever had a tough time reading scripture, especially the Psalms, this might be an album for you to pick up. This is the Psalms done like you've never heard them before. This is the Sheer Poets on the Drew Marshall Show.
In the bereavement of my soul, when my reputation lies in ruins, your eyes, O Lord, watch over me. Steps they come from you. My every way, my every word, every breath sustained by you. My every thought, my every step established. My sons and daughters torn away.
Well, folks, you need to know a little bit about this group and this album, Making the World's Most Loved and Ancient Songbook New Again. The Psalms express the human longing for God with poetic artistry and emotional force. They release the voice of praise and resonate with the universal cry of pain, choosing not to censor out the dark and difficult emotions. The Sheer Poets render each psalm in its entirety, singing songs of desperation, desire, justice, and praise. The Sheer Poets is spelled S-H-I-Y-R, S-H-I-Y-R, thesheerpoets.com. And I was saying earlier to Brian Dirksen, who is the captain of the ship here, that one of the reasons I said yes to making this sort of hat, because I'm not just that keen on the worship scene. I'm just not. I don't play well with others. And I don't. If I'm going to sing and really kind of sing before God, I'm so ADD that I can't sing before God if there's another human around me. Hmm. Because inevitably what happens is if I'm really getting my headspace into a space where I'm surrendering to the creator of the universe, I have to be alone for that. Mm. There was a rock in Australia off a headland just north of Sydney that I used to crawl out to, scramble out to when the tide went out. Mm. And I just kind of had to be that no one could see me from any angle. I just knew there was no human around. And I would have just a major snot fest screaming attack. Which is what I call worship. Mm-hmm. So I have a tough time with a couple of things. Corporate worship. I have a tough time with churches having to pay per person singing the song. Now, this is your livelihood. This is how you make your coin. So how do you feel about this, man? I mean, I see people counting how many people are singing the song. And that makes a difference as to how much money you get paid when people sing your song. True or false?
Mostly false.
Like any good journalist.
I'm just trying to think of what angle that you're seeing it from. I think the way it works, I'm not part of this side of the equation, but like with a CCLI or some of these licensing, mm-hmm. that they've just simply pay an annual fee for blanket coverage for all publishers and all music, and the fee they pay, $100 a year or $400 a year, is based on the size of their congregation.
Right, right.
So that's probably what you refer to.
Yeah.
And they're not paying to sing the song. The only legal thing that they're paying for is to what's called fix the song, project the words of a song.
So if like the congregation had it memorized, they wouldn't have to pay anything?
Exactly, in the sense that here's the thing, is that because it's a piece of copyrighted written material,
right.
It's the actual duplication or fixing of the song is how I understand it, that they're paying for it. They're not paying to sing it. They're paying to take a piece of copyrighted published material and publish it publicly.
Okay. I don't know. There's still... did we do that back in the old days? Did we... when we were singing Rock of Ages? That just made me think of Tom Cruise.
Yes, you did, because you... The song would have been published in a hymnal, and
you'd buy the hymnals.
Yeah, so the church would buy 300 hymnals.
But that was it, though.
Right.
You didn't have to pay a right. yearly thing.
Right. So that probably cost the church more than the CCLI fees.
Really?
But I don't know that exactly.
Don't wreck a good story with facts. I don't know. There's just something about. I'm asking for your help in this because I know it's just a stupid block in my head, Brian. Look at Brian. I'm telling everyone you said that. Brian just looked to his crew and said, "Help me, help me."
Well, some of these stats are in your head and not in mine,
but,
unfortunately.
But it just—I don't know. It taints the purity of what should be, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. When I know, and not everybody knows the business side of all this stuff. So for me, it's just my muddled head. But for me, it taints the purity and the most beautiful. Soul-purifying moments happen, I think, through the medium of music, which is why we've dedicated usually just 1 hour. We've done it today with 2 hours, but 1 hour of our show, the last hour of our show, right. is dedicated to live music. And I don't give a holy grunt what the musicians believe, because music has touched my soul more than preachers.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm married to a preacher.
What's that?
I'm married to a preacher.
It's something about the commodification of something.
Yes.
So we're talking about
commodifying. I was going to use a big fancy Welsh word, but yeah.
Oh, we could, yeah. Making it, we're charging people for their relationship with God. We're
yes, that's kind of what I'm feeling.
And we're forgetting that we're people, first and foremost. And that doesn't cost anything.
You know, we're here. That's the gift.
Yeah.
The gift of being alive, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So as soon as you enter a business, which is a church, because most of them are run along business lines, they then have a bottom line to fulfill before they can even get in the business of relationship. So that's a huge hurdle to get over. And as it is with musicians, I find it interesting that in my understanding of music or musician, in doing some studies when I was studying music, that there's no word for musician in some African towns. Everyone plays music. Mm. They go and farm, they go and make sure there's food to eat, mm-hmm. and they all sing songs together. Mm. It's not commodified. It's not. They don't earn money from it.
So
it's something they do.
Okay, so thank you for... You should have a radio show. Thank you for saying what I was trying to say, but I didn't say it that well. And should I feel... The way I feel about that? Should I feel icky about it?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so, because...
But isn't that a threat to you guys, though, the way I talk about...
No. It's not a threat to me at all. No. To any of us sitting here, it's not at all. No. No, because I don't think our lives don't depend on whether or not the church is fulfilling a promise to us. Mm. For me, it's not. Mm. Because, first of all, I've got a relationship with God. And you can't put a price on that.
Yeah.
So that's my starting point. It's not on what's the church doing for me. Is the preach been good this week? Has the music? As a musician, why would I even go to church? When a lot of the time, the musicians are trying their best in church, but the pressure put on them to perform is crazy. Mm. You know, so many places. So maybe
let alone to look a certain way, or to, you know, like Tim got chastised for wearing jeans one time. You know, has that not passed? Have we not gotten past that?
But that's you're talking about church culture. You're talking about different people groups.
Yeah.
So as there are in society, as there are in church, it's no different.
Right.
So that's a huge thing that if you try and you can't please everyone all the time. You know, we all know that if you've been around for a few minutes. So you can only do what you feel compelled to do. So going and screaming by a rock is one way of expressing your relationship to God. And there is a place for doing that in community as well, but it's not going to look like that. We're not all going to go and scream at the rock at the same time, because then it actually means a different thing.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about what he said? Hey, Brian?
I agree.
Hey, Mr. Worship Guy?
I'm not Mr. Worship Guy, and I've resisted so much of all of the trappings of this my entire life.
It bugs you when I say that, doesn't it?
Well, it yeah. Yeah, Mr. Worship Guy. Yeah, no. Well, no, I don't like that. I have a heart that beats in a way that was awakened to spiritual things, but not in the traditional way. And I connect a lot with God out in nature and alone. I struggle with groups. Mm. I find myself in the middle of those kinds of situations, sometimes going, what am I doing here? Right? Like, how did I get here?
And God's cruel joke.
And yet, so what I try and do when I'm in each of those situations is remember the person, the suffering, or somebody in the corner that's struggling, that's going, I don't think I fit here. And for me, I feel like I'm singing for them, identify with them.
This album that I have, we'll talk about this briefly and then get you to do one more song if you don't mind. And so, folks, the Sheer Poets, the CD is in my hand, and the concert is, well, there's two concerts. The one is tonight, 7 p.m. at the Meeting House, and the other one is tomorrow night, 6 p.m., Community Christian Reformed Church in Kitchener, Ontario. And I'm sure you can just rock up to the door and get in and pay your fees and your tickets, and it'll be quite worth the evening, I'm sure. BrianDirksen.com is a website you also want to check out. And the Sheer Poets, S-H-I-Y-R, poets.com. This album, these are psalms, and they're psalms sequential.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
Are you insane? Why would you take on a project like that?
I lost my words.
Oh, yeah. Were you serious about it?
Yeah.
Really?
And that's pretty scary when you're a songwriter and you use words to make a living.
Yeah.
But, and for me, it was in the darkness, in the disorientation. It's trusting what I would call the ancient spiritual fathers, that when they wrote this poetry and then they put them and they rendered them in this order, that there's something about the narrative that emerges when you sing your way through them and you don't edit out the dark bits, that is a human journey.
Yeah.
That includes pain, it includes anger, it includes confusion, and it includes praise. And so, yeah, but we are a little nuts.
Yeah, and I've, for one, because I love song structure, and I love kind of delving into that. And so as we started writing, because of the very nature of writing each psalm in its entirety, it just felt like, wow, we're just kind of on this crazy roller coaster. But as we've started, I think the sequential nature of it, it truly just feels like you're on this intense journey. And yeah, it's been really beautiful. And I think I've just settled into it. And that need to kind of have this constant song structure is just lifted. And it feels really freeing.
Well, actually, when we live in a pop world, whether it's in the church scene or the mainstream scene, of verse, chorus, catchy 3-minute songs, these ancient psalms don't actually, they completely forget that.
Yeah, like they don't lend themselves to that.
Or for radio.
Or for radio, yeah, they're not good for radio.
They're great for this show, though.
Yeah. For the Drew Marshall Show?
Yeah.
They're perfect.
Holla.
Holla.
You guys. You know what? I wish I was traveling with you guys for some strange reason.
Oh, it's very interesting.
I can imagine. All right, well, listen, let's, because we've got to get you guys back to the meeting house to set up and get ready for tonight. I'm sure you've already done sound check, but there are things that need to happen before the big show tonight. So can we do one more song, please? Mm-hmm. Can you set up this song, please?
Yes, Psalm 10, On This Troubled Day, is a cry for justice. Mm-hmm. There's definitely some anger here, like, and it's anger not over our own pain, but the way the poor and the weak are oppressed by wicked people.
Yeah, and we actually played this for a group of women in recovery from different recovery houses, and they all just grabbed hold of this and identified with it, and it's been really awesome.
Nice. Looking forward to this. Again, folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show, The Sheer Poets.
Dwell in the land. Don't forget.
I don't know if it's appropriate to finish the song with this, but holy crap, that was amazing. That was so fantastic. I'm glad we took the DIs out because, man, that worked. It. That took me to one of my favorite groups, Crosby, Stills, Nash, that just reeked of stuff that I can't think of right now.
Emotion, maybe?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Can't say, maybe.
Man.
Soul.
Very, very well done. That just that took me over the edge. Thank you for that one, guys. I hate you.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Folks, the Sheer Poets on the Drew Marshall Show, Brian Dirksen, Callum Reese. I said it right, finally.
Yes.
Brian Thiessen and Teresa Trask. What an incredible sound you guys have. You want to check this out tonight at the Meeting House, 7 o'clock in Oakville, or tomorrow night, 6 p.m., Community Christian Reformed Church in Kitchener. TheSheerPoets.com. S-H-I-Y-R, SheerPoets.com. Oh, stay with us.
Make music to God, come sinners now saints, give thanks to His holy name. Make music to God, come sinners now saints, give thanks to His holy name. My thanksgiving, for You drew me up from the deep. You refused my enemy's joy when You raised me up. I cry.
to life again. You saved me from death. Make music to God. Come sinners, now saints, give thanks to His holy name. Make music to God. Come sinners, now saints, give thanks to His holy name. For His anger lasts only a moment, but His pleasure lasts a lifetime, a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but comes joy. Mercy was justified spells. From grief I say you bear your faithfulness. Hear me, O God, have mercy on me. Lord, be my help in need. Hear me, O God, have mercy on me.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250. Now sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?